right. I'm gonna beat your ass on the course.
Yeah, right. Grizzly Adams had a beard.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
You've got a beard too now.
I do, yes.
Yeah,
I
looking
do.
Very. You had it last week too.
I know. I got it trimmed up though a little bit though. My wife said I was starting to drift into homeless territory.
Why? So afternoon.
I thought
you've always got a home here, friend.
Good to see you.
Always
by the way, Tony, it's Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan, right?
Is that how you pronounce it?
Kyrgyzstan.
Bangladesh.
Just a little bit of Kyrgyzstan is a very beautiful, apparently, incredible natural beauty. In Tajikistan, I believe.
On the border of China and Russia?
Yes. And Tajikistan, the poorest of the former Soviet republics. So there's a little trivia you can throw out in the coming months as we battle our way through the Asian qualifications.
Just very quickly, have you actually thought about the logistical nightmare it's going to be to
interesting,
get players
isn't it?
To
yeah.
where they're going to go?
Yeah, you're right, because those are not, you know, not your typical...
Chip and they ain't got international airports.
Well, I think
you don't fly straight in from some. You're probably going to go through
Aeroflot. Aeroflot will get you in there, Tony. You know, kind of a fun airline they are to fly.
Yeah, great. let's get straight into some basketball news, because there's some massive news coming out in regards to Brian Gorgeous.
Yeah, Brian Gorgeous, who has been in this very studio many times. We try and get him when he's back from China. Left his team, the Dongguan Leopards, and there was much speculation that he might return here and maybe do something with Melbourne United. But that isn't the case. And the story was broken by Roy Ward, who writes
for
The Age.
For the Age,
yeah, he's been around for a while, loves basketball. We were trying to get him on the line at the moment. I think he's got a Melbourne Storm presser to get to as well. But Roy told me that he ran into Brian Gorgeous and his wife Amanda,
as you do,
in their local shops, and ended up asking him what was going on. It turns out Brian is headed to back to China to join a crosstown rival, the Guangdong Southern Tigers, which is one of the strongest teams in the Chinese Basketball Association.
We can get to Roy
now.
Big
story.
Yeah, let's find out how it all did break. Roy Ward from The Age. Great journalism here, Roy. Talking to a bloke in a local shop.
One of life's very lucky experiences. I happened to notice Brian and his lovely wife Amanda sitting at the... So I just walked over and introduced myself, because I hadn't had a chance to meet him before. We'd also always done our business over the phone. So absolute thrill to speak with Brian in that way. And, of course, a nice story came out of it too, which is always great.
So you've posed the question here, you might be coming back to Melbourne United, and he said, no, I'm telling you, I'm not.
No, that had actually already come out. John Parikh, my great colleague, had put that story out a few weeks earlier because of the level of sort of interest. It's always been pretty clear Brian was heading back to China simply because the opportunities are so good for him. And who would begrudge him working with a guy like Eli Lien? They're an ex-NBA star and two high-caliber imports and a great team. I mean, he's going to have a great experience in at his new club.
Yeah, Roy, thanks for joining us. Great story that you put together on, I read it on the Canberra Times. I think it's now on the Age website. My favorite thing that I love in there is that quote that Gorgeous said. He called the Chinese Basketball Association the AFL, like the AFL if a billion people followed it, which I think is a great description because, you know, it's the number one sport in China. They're insane for basketball.
They're insane for it, and they just consume it at such a high volume, whether it's playing locally, whether it's playing just among mates, whether it's playing for a school or for the army or whoever. And the league is just growing exponentially. Brian tells me their TV deal is sensational. They have massive sponsorship. They have great sort of interest wherever they go. They are rock stars in some senses. In the more sort of slowed down Chinese sense, they're rock stars. So they're he's going to be in a great situation. And now it's up to him to win a title with the Southern Tigers. They haven't won for a couple of years. And much like if you're coaching Collingwood or Carlton or a premier AFL club. Yeah, and they haven't had a premiership in a couple of years, then everyone gets a bit antsy.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one, Roy, because the team he was with before, the Leopards, didn't really have a lot of success. So everything he did was overachieving, and it was a great little story. You're absolutely right. Suddenly the pressure is on what is arguably, probably outside of Beijing, the most high-profile job in China. On the flip side, Roy, and I saw someone actually tweet this. What does this say about the Australian League? Does it say anything about the NBL, or is this more about simply that Brian's opportunity in China is too great?
Well, in one sense, the NBL can't compete. If a Chinese club wants a player and an NBL club wants a player, you better believe the Chinese League's getting him.
By 10 times.
Coach.
Yeah.
The money is just at another level. I mean, I talked to Brian a couple of years ago, and he gave me the basic scenario that if he goes to the NBA Summer League, he's got, you know, $700,000-$800,000 to spend on an import. Gordy McLeod from Illawarra Hawks has about $100,000 if he's lucky. They're looking at different players. And you just can't... And that was the exact scenario Brian gave me, and I thought, well, that's a good way to put it out there. But it does sadly say that at this moment, the league is not... As hard as they're working behind the scenes to shore things up, people aren't looking at it in the right light, and people are very scared and very concerned about the future of clubs like a Wollongong and a Townsville who are in voluntary administration and still sorting themselves out. It looks like both those clubs will compete next season, but nonetheless, that feeling pervades across too many people that sadly they're not sure about the strength of the league and how it's going to move forward. But I'm still buoyant. I think there's a lot to like, and there's a lot of good people like Larry Kesterman and the likes behind the league. So there's still some great things to come. But right now, it's just sadly we've missed out on someone great like Brian.
Roy, let you go. Thanks for your time. Really do appreciate it. Look forward to catching up again soon. And good story.
And in time, guys. Always happy to talk.
Got any Roy Ward there from The Age. What about the language barrier? Is that an issue?
Great stories again with Brian. He's got a translator who's with him 24/7, or at least when he's on the court. And just great stories about how he has to get across, you know, certain things. He said the guy he had at his previous club was just fantastic. Just understood the game, knew what little bits you had to say. Because obviously you can't just say, all right, when he's down here at the lower level, you need to move here. Yeah. You have to make it a little bit quicker, you go here, that sort of thing. And he said this guy was really exceptional. So he's got some great stories, Tony, when he comes back, or if you get him off the air in particular. He's got some really fantastic, fascinating stories about it. A couple other pieces of Australian basketball news before we go to the break. The Nike Hoop Summit was played in Portland over the weekend, and this is the best 19-year-olds from the U.S., so high school seniors mostly, and then those from around the world. So it's USA versus the world. Anyone who's played in this game, Dirk Nowitzki, Patty Mills, Kevin Garnett, all that. Two Australians played, Ben Simmons, who we're following, going to be probably in the top three NBA draft picks in 2 years. He's going to LSU next year. He played really, really well. He showed all the skills that you expect. 6'10" guy, Tony, can handle it on the perimeter, can really play well out there, very unselfish, made some great passes. He basically solidified everything we thought about him. Thon Maker is the other one. This is a Sudanese-Australian kid who's been in America for two or 3 years. He's 17 or 18. He's 7'1". He's kind of a great unknown, sort of a man of mystery, because he lives with his guardian, a guy named Edward Smith, who has taken him to the States a long time ago. He's been in and out of two or three different schools. What he's done now is he's reclassified. Well, that means he's now declaring himself in his final year of high school, even though he's not. Next year he'll go, he's got three options: a prep school, so like a post-grad thing, a university if he gets in, or go overseas and play pro, because he has to wait a year before going into the NBA draft. He is a raw project, Tony. He needs a lot of work, but he is also 7'1", got a big body. He's very skinny right now, needs to put on some weight. But imagine in 3 or 4 years when you've got Simmons, Exum, and if this kid can get the kind of help that can be given on a national level, international level, could be a really interesting-looking Australian team. But we're a long way off, I think, from that. It'll be fascinating to keep an eye on this kid in the next couple of years.
12-1, we'll take a break. Come back with Mark out of Kensington, take your corner tick, and plenty more, including the NHL playoffs. 8-1, Ed White in the studio here with me, talking American sport. And Mark from Kensington to have a chat about LeBron. G'day, Mark.
Ed White, how you going?
With
LeBron James going up to the Cleveland Cavaliers, I reckon they'll be having a good go at it as a title chance. Also recommend you pop on down to the Western Bulldogs Hawthorn game on the weekend. Jasmine NBL Audio, the secretary. Is it quick enough? Go Crocodiles.
Go the Crocodiles.
Yeah. All right. You got it. How about that? Now, he mentioned NBA. I want to briefly touch on the NHL, National Hockey League playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Something very close to my heart. They start, I believe, tomorrow. Little bit of a different format this year, Tony. We won't worry about that. But in past, there's been reseeding. So, you know, if a team upset another team, then it would play somebody else. Now it's more of a bracket, so you actually know who you're going to play. Five Canadian teams in out of 16. Canadian team hasn't won it since, I believe, 1994. I may be wrong about that, but it's been a long time since a Canadian team has won it. Montreal Canadiens were the last team to win it. The Canucks are in this year against the Flames. They're back in it. Neither of these teams were in the playoffs last year, so that's a good thing for them. The Anaheim Ducks, for the second straight season, have been the top seed in the West. Last year, they got upset by my Kings, who were not in it this year. The story that I like, Tony, is the New York Islanders. They are a team that's based out on Long Island in the worst facility in American professional sports, the Nassau County Coliseum. This place
sounds good.
Ancient, Tony. It is old school. It's like 80s, you know, late 80s, parking lot, big round building, cool. Falling apart.
Yeah.
Next year, they move to Brooklyn in that new arena, Barclays Center, you know, with the Nets, just what the Nets did. And the thing that's interesting is that you've already got the New York Rangers, who are kind of the big team in New York. They're the monster. They're the Collingwood, the Essendon, the Hawthorne, whatever you want to say. The New Jersey Devils across the river have been more successful. They won a couple of Stanley Cups in more recent time. The Islanders had a great heritage going back into the 80s, where they won 4 in a row Stanley Cups. Not much since then. I would love to see them go out and make a big run in this crappy old arena where the fans will be hanging from the rafters.
How many does it hold?
I would say around 17, probably.
Okay.
But it just will be hilarious because, you know, they're all set to move into this brand new facility. This is their last time on Long Island, in this place where they've been for years. It would just be wonderful to
win
see
it at home, and then everyone could just take a seat.
Exactly. Well, people already are taking seats. There's a guy who's already getting ready to take his. He takes a wrench to every game, and he's getting ready to figure out how to do that. So that, to me, I think is the really good story. The best matchups, Tony, I like Tampa Bay against Detroit. I think that's a really good matchup. The Rangers and the Penguins. The Rangers should win that one, I think. And then the other one that's really interesting to me, the Blues against the Wild. So St. Louis Blues won the division. They're the number one seed. The Minnesota Wild lived up to their name and got in as a wild card, and they've been the hottest team in the league since January.
Adam West Geelong would like to know what you think of the Winnipeg Jets' chances.
Yeah, the Winnipeg Jets are another great story. First time they've been in the playoffs since 2011 when they left Atlanta. Look, they've been playing pretty well. They have not they're in a tough battle against the Ducks. I don't necessarily think they're going to knock the Ducks off, but you know, hockey's a funny one, Tony. The postseason playoffs, weird stuff happens. Goalies get hot. You know, quirky things, injuries. You
goalies
just never know. Hot goalie. You know the hot goalie theory, Tony?
No.
Goalie just gets on fire, stops everything. Okay. Just stops everything.
I thought he melted the ice or something.
No. Jonathan Quick did it last year for the Kings. Jean-Sebastien Giguère years ago for the Ducks. You just get hot at the right time.
Yeah.
Nobody can score, and suddenly, you know, you've moved along to the next round of the playoffs.
It's like the commercial where they fire 30 pucks at the goalie and he's just stopping everything.
Exactly. It's like that. That's how these guys get sometimes. So good stuff. NBA playoffs are just about to get underway too. I think the final the Pacers are trying to sneak in, and then there's a another game, Oklahoma City, and I'm forgetting who the other team is. Anyway, they're on the verge of getting in as well too.
Always so great to catch up with you, buddy.
Good to see you, Tony.
Talk soon. Ed Wyatt talking American sport here on 1116 SEN.